October 2019, it was revealed that the official Sesame Street online store had been compromised using a malicious piece of JavaScript code. This man-in-the-middle attack was able to steal every credit card number entered into the site's ordering system. Of course, the payment cards were verified by the payment processor as the legitimate transactions took place, so the hackers involved could easily vet which cards were good and which should be discarded. Their resulting list, no doubt in either whole or part, could then be sold on the dark web. And the cardholders, most likely, would be none the wiser until the bills started coming in. But perhaps you don't shop on the Sesame Street store, right? So you're safe, am I right? Well, Marcel Afrahim, the researcher at security firm Checkpoint, discovered the malicious code. And he made a frightful observation. The Sesame Street store utilizes services from a managed service provider, or MSP for short, to run their web-based store. Now, in this case, the MSP offering the services is Volusion. They're an e-commerce solution provider, and I looked into them. They boast over 30,000 active merchants using their service, $28 billion in sales, and more than 185 million orders. Remember, the compromised ordering system, while discovered on the Sesame Street store, was also in place for those 30,000 other merchant sites that were utilizing Volusion's services. Upon learning of the compromise, Volusion was swift to act, and they had the issue resolved within a day. But the damage is done for those whose credit card information has already been stolen. In an unrelated attack the same month, around 2,500 law firms were impacted when their case management software provider TrialWorks was hit by a ransomware attack. This locked lawyers out of their case files for nearly a week. Just think about how that would impact your business. In yet another story, a Prairieville pediatrics practice came under lockdown when their IT company was targeted by a ransomware attack. The malicious party was able to infiltrate the clinic's computers by way of the IT firm. Then in September, the parent portal for all of Alabama's Mobile County public schools were inaccessible when the school board's external website provider was compromised by a ransomware attack. At the end of July, insurance providers could not process claims for workers' comp, auto, health, or disability when Corvell, a managed service provider for insurance companies, was hit by ransomware. Back in June, more than 20,000 real estate brokers and agents were unable to gain access to any of their listings when MetroList, the largest real estate MLS provider in Northern California, came under attack. Now, the month before that, First American Financial Corp, a title insurance provider, announced that 885 million mortgage documents dating all the way back to 2003 had been exposed by a data breach, which potentially exposed bank accounts, statements, mortgage and tax records, social security numbers, and even wire transaction receipts. I could go on, and those real-life examples are just a few that I've picked from the past few months. And I wanted to tell you about all these attacks for a simple reason. There's no direct connection between any of these attacks, but one thing links them all. In each case, thousands of individual companies were impacted by not themselves, but their service provider being compromised. Like Sesame Street, it wasn't simply the Sesame Street website stealing credit card information. Oh, no. It was 30,000 independent e-commerce websites all linked together by their MSP who fell victim to the attack. All these companies have that one thing in common. They're tapping into MSP services for core components of their business. MSPs have become a very appealing target for attackers, and perhaps we've become complacent, thinking that, well, because they're big, they won't fall victim. But if there's anything that these examples show, it's that these centralized services not only do fall victim, but in fact, they can be a lucrative target for an attacker, which makes them all the more appealing. The answer is not to stop using MSPs. That's not practical these days. But we simply need to wake up to the fact that the MSP is in the crosshairs of attackers. And if all our data is in the MSP data center, well, we're at risk by proxy. Our customers are at risk. Our business is at risk. While many such attacks are ransomware, since that tends to turn a very quick payday for the hacker, data theft is also prevalent. So while having and maintaining regular local backups is a must to protect your company against ransomware, it does nothing toward data theft. So we must also be diligent in ensuring that the companies that we do business with are reputable and that they themselves have systems in place and procedures to prevent data loss as well as data theft. Unfortunately, there's no magic formula, but you should be able to open a conversation with any service provider and just simply get answers about how they protect your data and how they ensure the safety of your customer information. Also, make sure you employ local protection, including a bi-directional firewall, like the one included in ESET Endpoint Protection Advanced. That can help protect you and prevent the spread of ransomware within your network. Also, be sure to have common entry points, such as remote desktop, disabled on all your systems. If you feel like you need remote desktop, I'm here to tell you you don't. If you need remote access, remote desktop is not the answer. You need to use something with two-factor authentication. There are great services out there. Contact me if you need some recommendations. I'd be happy to share with you. But if you don't have two-factor authentication on your remote desktop, just imagine any hacker can guess your password eventually. They've got computers that can whack away at passwords. Once they're in, they're in. It also goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyways. I always have to. Back up, back up, back up. There's a challenge that I pose to all my customers. It goes like this. If everything crashed tomorrow, or in our instance today, if your MSP went belly up, well, ask yourself, where are my files? Where are your backups? And here's the final question that we don't often ask ourselves, but you need to ask yourself this. How long would it take you to recover? Don't be ashamed if you don't know. You're not alone. But take action. And realize that when disaster occurs, the companies that survive are the ones who are prepared. You already know that having all of your data on a single hard drive is just asking for trouble. So now it's time to equate that to the MSP or the cloud and put systems into place that protect your data. They need to ensure redundancy that can't be touched by an active ransomware threat. And do everything in your power to preemptively understand and reduce the time involved in recovering should an attack take place. If you have questions, my team and I are at the ready to help. Visit endpointsecurity.ca for more information about our products, or hey, give me a call. We'll figure out together how we can help you to be prepared. Thanks for watching.